Time now for News Talk WANI Sports, brought to you by Top Hat Chimney Sweeps. If you have a chimney, make sure it's inspected by the best. Top Hat Chimney Sweeps of Auburn. With 20 years of experience, they are the pros.
Voice of the Auburn High Tigers, Scott Bagwell, joins me as we talk a little bit of football, and we'll get to the Auburn High schedule here momentarily as far as what to expect these Friday nights coming up in the fall. But Scott, you know, the schedule release for college was released last week. In the 1 year deal, you 8-4 guy, you 9-3 guy. Which one do you prefer? I mean, clearly they're doing that for money because they're wanting to hold out and not let ESPN just completely take hold of everything or get nine games for the same price as eight.
Well, yeah, I was talking to somebody about it because there's no reason not to have nine games. And somebody said, well, ESPN is paying for eight. And I'm like, well, then ESPN gets eight.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes all the sense in the world. And to be honest with you, I don't care what other fans of other conferences say. Well, that just means the SEC gets another cupcake. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I think we all know where this end game is going. It's going to end up being two conferences. It's going to end up being a loaded schedule at some point in time with maybe even as many as 10, 11 Power 5 games, quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? When it gets there. Until then, I'm not really going to worry about it. You know, you put the parameters on that the SEC did, which means you couldn't have, I believe it was, you couldn't have back-to-back seasons of playing the same team at home.
Right.
So, or on the road. So now all of a sudden you're going to have a lot of non-division games, which is exactly what happened. My biggest hope whenever the 2025 schedule comes out is that the SEC and Auburn will work together and find out a way to get Auburn and or to get Alabama and Georgia off of the same location.
Yes.
To be honest with you, what should happen is the SEC should look at Georgia. They should have looked at Georgia in 2014 and said, look, you gave up your home game in 2013 because you thought Auburn was going to be bad so that you could get a home game against somebody. I believe it was a Bama game. And I forget what year it was. It's time for you to have to pay the piper and go on the road again two straight years. That's the way how that should work out to me. Because it's just it's never really been overly fair for Auburn since that happened in 2014 to have to travel to Bama and to Georgia.
Mm.
And now you add in the fact of how good they are, it's the same thing. And you can say, oh, well, that means you get both of them at home twice, you know. But, yeah, but I don't think that offsets the fact you have to go to a top five team 2 years in a row or, like, twice in the same year guaranteed every other year. It's just it needs to be solved, and there's a way to do it. The SEC just has to, you know, do it.
Well, if it stays the eight and stays in rotation where LSU's every other year, you never know. There may be a year 5, 6, 7 years from now where Auburn gets Alabama, Georgia, and LSU on the road.
I think zero chance it stays at eight going into 2015.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, it's funny. I brought this up because I heard him say it. It was about 10, 12 years ago. Les Miles said, we're moving to four super conferences before it's all said and done with. And so it's going to be basically four divisional games that take place. And then, the winners of the East, the two divisions in the East will face the winners of the two divisions in the West. And then that'll be your national championship. It looks like with the growing conferences, as you just said just a minute ago, we're very well headed in that way, which is fine. That's fine by me. I mean, that's as long as the two best teams are playing, I don't care.
It's going to be the SEC and the Big Ten. I don't know what their names are going to be.
Right.
But when the Pac-12 lost their two flagship schools, and you can say what you want to about how good they've been and all that, you take out L.A. And that market out of the Pac-12, I don't know as far as eyes and all that what they bring. I get they got some really good programs and other sports and all that, and the fact that UCLA might not have been, you know, the big name and some other, but that's still LA, and that's LA that's now in the Big Ten, and now you have reports of the next school that the Big Ten and the SEC are eyeing, and it's going to be very interesting to see what it goes from there. I don't think 16 is going to be where it stops. Mm-hmm. I don't think 18 makes any sense. Probably 20.
Mm-hmm.
Doing quick math, 20 and 20 is 40, and there's 64 teams in the quote-unquote Power Five.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where this goes. But it looks like Virginia and North Carolina are going to be the schools that everybody's going after. I just don't know that you get North Carolina without Duke. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, especially and you know, unless they go ahead and deem it where you can separate conferences as far as football and basketball is concerned, like when you got like a team like Maryland that plays in one conference in football and another conference in basketball, you know, but that's just going to get totally confusing throughout the U.S. if you do that, if you start splitting them up and doing that. So you'd rather not go down that road. Speaking of schedules, Auburn High pretty much not set in stone, because there may be some changes as far as at least dates are concerned, but teams are set. You said that to us last week, and we'll get things started on the 25th on the road as we head to Birmingham.
Yeah, you know, when Auburn got the news that they were going to be in the big region, which means nine teams in the region, it was going to create a scheduling issue as far as, you know, when your off week was, when your non-region games were, and it's created, you know, before it was Auburn's in the big region, Auburn's in the small region with seven teams, and that also created scheduling issues. So, and the other thing is there's not a lot of 6 and 7A teams in the surrounding areas that will play Auburn. So Auburn's had to figure out where they're going to go and where they're going to go play. So Birmingham it is. They were able to match up with Hoover and play in the Champions Challenge last year in Montgomery, and they're going to because, you know, that was less than an hour away from Auburn. Auburn's going to go up to Hoover and play at the Hoover Met on to open up the season. And that should be a really good matchup. It's also opening day. And Central hosted Hewitt-Trussville last year on opening, and they're going to go up to Hewitt to open the season. Mm. So a lot of big 7A schools are, you know, playing the schedule that they can, and that means playing some other 7A teams from the top of the state. It will be interesting with the switch in playoff format coming in a couple of years, how often we see these type of matchups. So, you know, it's one of those where last year was a whole lot of fun to keep up with it. Auburn Hoover was really good. Central Hewitt was good. You know, Thompson went and played Buford. You know, so these 7A teams are starting to go out and really play the best teams that they can find. You know, travel be darned.
And then, of course, we get into the meat of the schedule already with Enterprise the very next week in the first week of September. And some other notables, got Ramsey on the 29th. That's going to be on the road. You said that may be a tentative date we should see, but you doubt it. It still may be on a Friday night. We'll see. And then, of course, the Opelika game on October 6th.
Yeah, and, you know, you go Hoover, Enterprise, Dothan. Mm-hmm. Those are three playoff teams to start. And then you got your Montgomery schools. You get a defending state champ in Ramsey, and then Opelika, then an off week, then Central Prattville, and then Smith. And I can tell you it's a beast of a schedule. You know, last year Auburn going into that Prattville game was kind of banged up, and they needed – that was a survival game, and Auburn played well early, survived, got out of there, able to finish with the two, and then, you know, go on and end up playing for a state championship. When you're in the region that Auburn's in with Enterprise, Opelika, Prattville, and Central, there's going to be a stretch where you look at and you go, holy cow, this is tough.
Yeah.
And then you add in a team that went 9-1 in the regular season and lost in the Final Four in Hoover. You add in a state championship team in Ramsey. Now all of a sudden you're going, okay, there's a chance for either one extended long stretch where you're like, holy cow, or two stretches where you're like, holy cow. And for Auburn, it's the two. You got Hoover, Enterprise, Dothan to start, and Jeff Davis and Lee, and I'm not trying to knock them, but they're not the same teams as right. The other teams that Auburn has to play. And then you get Ramsey, Opelika, Central Prattville, and then you end it with Smith. You know, it's going to be a tough road. But, you know, when you play in one of, if not the best regions in the state, That's just going to be what kind of how it plays out every single year.
Does the bye fall where you think is a good place for it to fall, or would you rather see it somewhere else?
No, it falls right between Opelika and Central. If you're going to play Opelika and Central in back-to-back games, you're going to want an off week in there. It hits the same time it did last year. So, if Auburn can get to that Central game, being in the hunt for a region championship, I think it hits right at the perfect spot.
What can those guys are, I know kids are hitting the weight room already. They're doing conditioning stuff, all that. I mean, this has turned into a year-round thing to stay trained up. Even if they're playing other sports, they're still working and at least trying to get better and bigger and stronger and everything else. What are expectations out of this Auburn High team this year?
Well, I think the expectations have been moved from even when I first started helping cover back in 2013. Talking about a team that's played for two state championships. They've been in the Final Four, I think, four years in a row now.
Right.
Actually, I'm thinking about it. I think it's five. Either way, the expectations are to go out and compete at the highest level, which means you're expected to compete for a region championship and then make a deep run in the playoffs. I don't want to say it's Final Four bust because that's not fair.
No.
But you got so many new faces and you got so many names that you have to replace that I expect Auburn to be a lot better at the end of the year than what they are at the beginning of the year. You got a new offensive line, new quarterbacks, some new running backs, some new receivers, on top of new linebackers and some new defensive backs. There will be growing pains, but with this coaching staff and the type of kids that Auburn has, just from a character standpoint, they're going to go out and compete. But I expect them to get better and better and better as the year goes on. And I expect the team that takes the field in November to be a lot better than the team that takes the field in August and early September.
Very well said. As always, Scott, good stuff, man. Looking forward to it. Football will be here before we know it. 8:25. When do official practices start?
Actually, I'm not 100% positive on that one because normally it's the first week of August.
Mm.
But with August 1st being on a Tuesday, I think it's messed up, and now it's on the 7th, which would be the following Monday. I'm not 100% sure, and it might be on July 31st.
Okay.
I don't know. There's been some conversations about it because I know there were some conversations about when junior high schedules could start and all that stuff. So I don't know. I know it's around the first week in August. But to be honest with you, at the varsity level, if you're missing practices in June and July, you're probably not making it to that first day in August.
Yeah, that's very well said, especially from some of the athletes that I've seen already that have been doing their work. As always, man, enjoy the stuff and looking forward to it.
Yep, have a good one.
You got it. Scott Bagwell, voice of the Auburn High Tigers. Again, they'll kick things off on the 25th. You heard him. We'll keep you posted when official practice begins, either going to be the 31st of July or the 7th of August, just depending on how the rules fall. And it's supposed to be the first week in August, but August starts on a Tuesday, so we shall see. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, Positive Thought with Dr. George Matheson, well on its way. And then we will do the Auburn City Council preview coming up next.
This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk, WKNI.